Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
Wow! Gotcha. Talk again into the microphone for me?
I'm talking into the microphone. You're such a nag.
Okay, just trying to make sure it works. Let me turn you up. Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger. This is a show where we talk about things we see on the internet that usually have to do with the internet, but we don't fact check or research most things. I am here with my mom. Say hi, Mom.
Hi, in person.
We are in person today.
But I got to tell you something that's really weird.
Okay.
When I'm doing the Zoom with you, it's the computer's right here and the glasses work clear, clear, clear. But here it's like, oh, you're all fuzzy. The end. So it's kind of making me like,
okay. There we go, ladies and gentlemen. It is Easter Sunday.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter. You, Mom, talk into the microphone.
Happy.
Happy Easter. Move to where you naturally are. Talk to me. There it is. Okay, now bring that microphone to your face.
Oh, claustrophobia. Okay.
It's not. It is a.
It's right there.
It should have half wide.
Right there.
Yeah.
I'm trapped.
You take naps okay. with Flynn when he's on your face.
And sometimes I go, okay, I can do this. I can do this. If I'm in a mood, if I'm in a anxious mood. Okay. Yeah. Anyway.
All right.
The end.
Do you want to tell us the holidays?
I have them right here.
Of today. All right, let's go.
Well, today is Easter, but.
Okay. Of this goes.
The next 2 weeks. Well, April the 5th is Read a Roadmap Day. And I think that's very important that people need to read
Most
maps.
Most people don't know how to read a roadmap.
No, and you should learn. It's important what happens when your doodads all break. And you're stuck with a paper map. You won't know what to do.
I know how to read a roadmap.
Well, of course you do. You're my child.
I know how to read a treasure map, too.
See?
Yes.
You need to know these things.
There's a little dog right here.
But more importantly, it's Rachel's birthday. It's Rachel's birthday.
I'm turning 30. Da-dee-doo-doo-doo.
Happy birthday, Rachel.
Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday. Okay, that's copyrighted, I think.
Well, what's the other one? Jessica's, is it?
Happy birthday now.
That's it.
It is so your birthday. That's Jessica's birthday song.
Okay. April 7th, World Health Day and Take a Walk Day. I like how that's combined.
Dog, you can't press buttons on the laptop. Go away.
That is combined.
Okay.
April 8th, Jessica's birthday.
Hey.
Sing it to Jessica on her birthday. April 8th. April 9th, National Unicorn Day.
Okay. I don't care much for unicorns, but continue.
The 10th, National Farm Animal Day, Hug Your Dog Day, and National Sibling Day. They're all kind of, it all kind of goes together.
Are they planning this? And now there's a Noop in here. Hello, Snoop.
There wasn't a lot of big, huge ones. The 12th is Grilled Cheese Sandwich Day.
I love a grilled cheese. Would you rather dip it in ketchup or tomato soup?
None of the above, thank you.
Will you eat it plain?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, cereal killer? Wait, no. You have to dip it in something.
A grilled cheese?
Yeah.
No, it's not a french fry.
But it's grilled cheese. It's better if you dip it in something.
No.
Yes.
I've tried.
I don't believe you.
I've tried the tomato thing a lot.
Oh, I remember when I came home from college and I dipped my grilled cheese in ketchup. You guys all thought I was disgusting.
Well, no, we didn't think you were disgusting.
You did.
We thought you said that is disgusting.
You're disgusting is the words that came out of everyone's mouth.
Well, what else were you doing at the time?
What do you mean? What else was I doing? Just me as a human was disgusting.
Just a little sassy today.
Oh, you just called me disgusting again.
Me, not you.
Okay, whatever. Okay. Continue.
April 14th, I'm really looking forward to National Gardening Day.
Are you going to garden, Mom?
Probably not.
Okay.
And look up at the sky day. That is important.
I love looking up at the sky.
Look up at the sky. Do not look directly at the sun.
No. But
especially nighttime.
You know what I love?
Look at those stars.
It's the daytime and you can see the moon.
That's pretty cool.
I'm like, what are you doing, moon?
You're
lost.
Doesn't make any sense, but yeah, there it is. It's science.
This is not your time.
Astrology?
Astronomy.
Astronomy.
NASA.
Okay, I'm going on 2 hours of sleep.
I had the weirdest. Okay. Hi. Me time. Last night I fell asleep, normal time. Mm-hmm. And then at 12:45, Snoop started barking, which he never does. He's in his crate and he just started barking. So I got up and I was like, am I dreaming this? And I looked at my phone and my Furbo was like, your dog's barking. So I was like, okay, I went out there and he's on all fours, like ready to go. And so I opened his crate and opened the back door being like, go, bro, go eat whatever's in your yard. And he didn't move from his crate. And I lured him out and I pet him and he was totally fine. I was like,
did you dream it?
No, because my Furbo said my dog's barking. That's right. So like I would have thought I was dreaming it, but yeah. Like my Furbo confirmed. And usually if they have to bark a couple times for it to go off.
He was dreaming.
Well, he was on all fours. And I looked over at Blaze and Blaze is laying down, but like awake because I turned on the light and stuff. And so I let Blaze out and was like, are you going to go kill something? And Blaze was like, no, I'm going to go sleep on the couch now. I was like, no, you're not. Get back in your crate. So put them back in their crates. And then, of course, I couldn't fall asleep because I'm like, what if there was an intruder?
What if there's something?
I need to make sure all my doors are locked, you know. And so I was like, I couldn't fall asleep. And I sit back on, I sit on the couch and I got a massive pain in my shoulder. And I was like, oh, this is really painful. I couldn't fall asleep because it was so painful. And I remember I tested in relaxation products video that there's like this neck pillow thing that if you lay flat on the ground, you put it under your neck and it says only use it for max 30 minutes. I was like, okay. So I laid on the ground. I put it under my neck. I turned on an episode of Friends and I was like, I will lay here for like 20 minutes and then I'll see if that works. I fell asleep. Okay. I have no idea how long I was asleep for. And when I woke up, I took the pillow out from my neck. The back of my head was asleep. You know, like when your arm falls asleep?
Yes.
I was so stressed. It had never happened before. Man. Like my head hit the ground and I was like, I cannot feel my head on the ground. And I like wiggled all my fingers and toes to make sure it wasn't like traumatized for life. And I was like, okay, this is really weird. So I've tried to fall back asleep. I eventually did. Then I woke back up at like 4 a.m. and then finally went to bed. I had a bad night's sleep and it was really weird.
I'm sorry.
And then I woke up emotional and then I started my period.
There you go.
There it is.
Blame it all on that.
I blame everything on my period. Like the week leading up, every emotion I have, I'm like, I'm PMSing. Yep. Oh, I'm about to start my period. It's fine.
Yeah, I can't use that excuse. So,
kind of sucks
because then it's just, it's who I am.
That's just your personality. You just are emotional mess.
Some days.
Oh, excuse
me. All right. Okay. Just a few more.
That's fine.
April 15th. Womp, womp, womp. Tax day.
Oh, yes.
So that means April 16th is wear your pajamas to work day.
Oh, God. We all need that.
We've all been wearing our pajamas for a year.
That's true. Well, I feel like places are starting to go back now.
Yeah.
Everything in California is starting to like slowly open up.
Yeah.
I feel like by like June, everyone's just going to be like,
yeah,
just go. Just do life. If you catch it at this point, you catch it.
I hope no one does. I hope there's no
more. I feel like it'll be 50% vaxxed by June. And then... that it's just going to be like, if you don't want to get vaccinated, you might catch it, live. I think everyone's just kind of be over it. I don't know if there'll ever be like a day where it's like, we are COVID free.
Yeah.
It's just going to be like, okay, everyone slowly start going back and get vaccinated if you can, see what happens.
Yep. Just keep practicing those hand washing things and common sense.
There's a lot of places that just completely got rid of the mask mandates.
Did they?
Yeah.
I double mask it when I go to the grocery store.
That's fine.
And I'm fully vaccinated, but I still do the things.
My mom is fully vaxxed, y'all.
I am. I'm fully vaxxed. Haven't grown a tail yet, so.
Haven't turned into a zombie?
Not yet.
Okay.
It's debatable. Give me a couple more days. I don't know. April 17th.
You won't be able to blame it on your period.
No. April 17th, International Haiku Poetry Day.
I hate haikus. Wait, is haikus the one where it's just like five words, seven words? What's
five,
that one?
575.
Why?
So they get it. Haiku Day is here. April breeze, warm and gentle.
No.
Joyful holiday. That's it, because I did the thing.
Haikus are stupid.
Well, it's a Japanese thing. And
okay,
it's,
well,
I'm
I
sure
did not mean to just offend the Japanese culture. I sincerely apologize. I did not know
awesome.
It was a culture thing.
No. It revolves around nature, the passings of seasons, beauty, things like that.
But like, I don't get what the
it's
point
the
of
metaphors
a
metaphors and
I don't get haikus.
I it's like a rhythmic thing. I don't get them either.
I feel like
I'm missing a brain cell or something because I can't figure them out.
I just am like, okay, so it's a five sentence, a five word sentence.
Yes. No, syllable, not
oh,
sentence.
Oh, syllable. Okay.
Yeah, it's syllable.
Oh, so it's like, isn't one that Shakespeare did something similar?
But then it's hard to go, how many syllables? Well, the syllables are fine to figure out, but
this is
that's
syllable.
Not the word I want to use. So
I just
it's hard. Anyway, the very last one.
I don't
one.
Get it. Like, I get it. I don't understand why it's a thing.
Yeah. April 18th, the last one I'm going to say. National Velociraptor Awareness Day.
Are there people who are not aware of velociraptors?
I don't know. They want to bring awareness to them. I'm sure everyone knows about a velociraptor.
Why do we need awareness to a velociraptor?
It's what once was.
It's what once was. Whatever.
What? Okay.
All right. We did 2 weeks because reminder, if you haven't listened for a couple weeks, we are doing every other Monday now. We're taking every other Monday off and we are going till the end of the year. And then that is the end of this podcast. But don't worry, I'll talk more about later about other things that will be happening. But yeah, just a reminder, we're doing every other Monday now. And that's that. All right. Before we move on to the news of the day, let's check to see if we have a sponsor for today. Sponsor. We did. We have three sponsors today.
Yes.
It's because we're doing every other now.
Right.
We kind of combine them all. So sorry, there's three. Anyway, hello.
No, thank you, there's three.
Thank you, there's three. That is my document about my passwords. This is the document I wanted. All right, we're starting with really sad news. April, the giraffe passed away.
I heard.
Which one was that? Was that in Santa Barbara or explore.org?
No. She was back east, I believe. And it's the one that they televised
her birth
of the little boy giraffe. And I was all into that.
Yeah.
That was so cool. It was neat. It was like before I knew about explore.org or something. But that's pretty
awesome.
How
old do giraffes usually get?
I do not know that information.
I figured you would be the person that would have that information, Mom.
A long time.
Okay. Yeah, that was huge news. Everyone was very sad on the internet.
Yeah.
And I remember I was like, I remember talking about April. I don't remember.
Apparently she had arthritis and they were trying to help her in all these different ways. And it was just
that's hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Speaking of explore.org.net though, Mia says explore.org is on TikTok.
Yes, it is.
Are you following it?
On TikTok and on Instagram and yes.
Yeah.
There is something for everyone on explore.org.
Not sponsored.
No, and I don't want to be sponsored by them because we need to sponsor them. I mean, they're doing an incredible thing. Classrooms get to see things they wouldn't really see.
Yeah.
You know, you see the same movies, wildlife movies, which are awesome over and over, documentaries and things like that. But this is the very minute it's happening. These things are happening in the wild.
I was talking to a friend about zoos and like, I don't do zoos anymore.
Right.
But he was making a point. He's like, yeah, but without zoos, like kids wouldn't get to see these animals in real life. And that creates a bond to them. And then they actually care about them and then would care about the lions in Africa and stuff. And so it's like this weird, I'm like, I want sanctuaries to happen and things like explore.org where these kids can actually see them, but it's not hurting the animal. It's helping the animal.
Right.
Cause like, you know, zoos are for profit and stuff.
Right.
So he was like, yeah, in a perfect world, I wish all zoos were actually sanctuaries and stuff. And we're like, just trying to, you know,
I just watched a cute show called, The Durrells in Corfu. And it's the story of this family who moved from England to Greece.
Okay.
The island of Corfu. I hope I'm saying that right. Anyway, and it's a true story. And it's really cool because the youngest boy was into animals. And so he built like a little zoo at his place. And it wasn't to have people come and see them. It was so he could learn about the animals.
Oh,
and this
really?
Was back in the 30s. So, you know.
You can do what you want.
He breeded otters in captivity. He figured out what made flamingos turn pink.
Oh,
by
really?
what
the
they're
shrimp,
fed.
Right?
Yeah, by what they're fed.
Yeah.
And it was really fascinating to see how that's all kind of started for him anyway.
Yeah.
But his love for animals. And then, of course, he did let people come and see them because he wanted everybody else
experience
to
experience it. Yeah.
Yeah. To experience animals. And then he ended up letting them all go.
Yeah.
Before the war. So
but
it was great.
That also is like, you can't just like throw them back into the wild if they've been in captivity for so.
It's they weren't in their captivity for very long.
Yeah. But also, it was the 30s. No one knew anything.
Right.
Exactly.
But it was a fun story.
That's cute. I like that.
Yeah.
Marcus wants us to talk about how there's a new Lizzie McGuire makeup collection.
Oh, really?
We don't get a Lizzie McGuire reboot, but we got a makeup collection.
Oh, okay.
And you look at it and you were like, that's the early 2000s. There's lip gloss. That's very much it. So that exists. I won't be purchasing it.
Well, I wouldn't because I'm not wearing makeup anymore.
Who's
much.
Purchasing it, though? Maybe. Expect it to be good or do we expect it to be nostalgic?
Probably nostalgic.
I'm not going to buy something just for nostalgia.
Or a parent might get it for their little teen kid or a young kid. And
not knowing that it's... Yeah.
No, okay. Because they're like, oh, I watched this when I was a kid. And
oh my God, am I supposed to have kids already?
No, not till you're ready. Don't do it till you're ready.
I don't. Not right now. I'm good now. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
I mean, we'd get you guys things that meant stuff to us. Like,
that's true. But I just don't feel like people that watched it are at the age yet where they would have a kid that would be into makeup yet. Does that make sense? Timeline wise.
That's true because, you're 30. Well, she's 34.
So if she had a kid when she was 24, maybe, then it would be 10. Yeah, that makes sense, I guess.
Yeah.
It's a very small amount of people.
Oh, Jessica has a 12-year-old.
But did Jessica didn't watch Lizzie
that
McGuire.
That was after her. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was 4 years.
True.
Yeah, so I don't know. It's cute. I wish we had had the reboot, but that's fine. Giorgio wanted us to talk about the Lil Nas music video. So this shook up the world. Lil Nas, who's a rapper, singer, human.
It's on my crossword puzzles, by the way.
Lil Nas?
Little, and it doesn't tell you what.
N-A-S.
It says rapper. Yeah.
X.
So I figured it out.
Yeah.
By trial and error, but now I know.
Yeah.
That's the only way I know.
Anyway, he came out with a new music video and he's like riding the devil in it. My mom's face. I don't know. It's like a little sacrilegious, satanic, whatever. I didn't watch it because I didn't really. Music videos, like, I only watch like Ariana Grande, Miley Cyrus, Demi Lovato, Taylor Swift. Like, I'm just, what are the girls going to show me guys' music videos? I'm like, meh. It's the same thing every time. But his music video pissed off a lot of people.
Mm.
And people were like, how dare you be so sacrilegious? Blah, 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 blah. I'm like, artists have been doing this forever. What do you mean? This isn't new. There's like people just like freaked out about it. And I was just like,
What did he have a different message before all this?
No.
Oh, so it's always been.
He's just like a gay guy and he came out. He got a huge hit song. And then he came out of the closet and he's been making music since. And I feel like he's been around for like 2 years, maybe.
Okay, but it wasn't of satanic nature.
No, but like his music video is, from what I heard, it was just like, you know, you guys, I'm gay. You guys think I'm going to hell. So let's ride it out. Like, cool. I'm going to hell. And if that's where you think I'm going, I'm going to go. And so that's what he did. And then all these Christians were like, my children will never watch your things again. And I'm like, okay. I just feel like there's artists doing stuff like this all the time. I don't let them be. If you don't want to watch or listen to their stuff, don't listen or watch their stuff. But I'm
don't
just
watch.
Like, cool, it's cute. I haven't watched it. I don't have a desire to watch it.
Yeah.
I don't even know what song it is. I've probably listened to the song and just didn't care.
I wonder how many songs we listen to when we're younger that we don't even realize what we're singing.
I love that stuff.
Yeah, it's like the songs I sang when I was 13, 14, 15, 16 mm-hmm. year old. I listen to it now and I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
I was singing that?
Yeah.
Just bebopping along.
Yeah, you didn't know.
I didn't know.
No one knew. Whatever.
But satanic stuff, I don't know.
Well, I don't think the song is satanic. It was the music video that was. So if I listened to the song, I would have no idea.
Yeah.
But the music video, I don't know.
I'm not going to watch it.
Speaking of more, James Charles and David Dobrik have been getting canceled for the past 2 weeks. David Dobrik is for his old videos that were, you know, sexual assault allegations and, well, it was sexual assault and just pranks that were just crossing the line. And he lost endorsements. YouTube demonetized his channels. And, you know, he put out a couple videos that were just an apology, not really. And then James Charles was once again accused of grooming minors and chatting with minors and engaging in sexual conversations with minors through Snapchat. Like, I've seen some, like, I just, like, are these people not learning from their mistakes? Like, I don't know. Like, I feel like this is multiple times James Charles has had these things against him. And it's just like, I just, like, stop talking to people. Stop it. Stop it.
Require a driver's license first.
Yeah. And it's like, even.
Don't, man.
I don't, I just like, how are they not, I don't know. But I will say, SNL put out a skit that was, I found hilarious. It was making fun of YouTubers' apology videos. And it was, the guy never said sorry. He said, I'm so sorry. And it would never say sorry because a good PR person will tell you never to apologize because then you're taking accountability and then that means you were in the wrong. And so admitting to it is pleading guilty and you don't ever want to plead guilty. So it was... I was reading the comments off of it and it was a bunch of like fangirls being like, how dare you? You're not even funny. People trying to stare out. I was like, nah, this was spot on.
Yeah.
This was pretty spot on. It was, they weren't targeting one specific YouTuber. It was just like, this is just what happens on the internet now. You get your old stuff comes to surface and like you grow and learn. And it's like the same spiel every time. And we all make mistakes in the past. We all,
but don't do it again.
But don't do it again. And that's how you can tell if someone's actually learned, if they don't do it again. But when they keep doing it, they're not learning.
They're just getting away with
They're just getting away with it. So I don't know. Come on, guys. Come on. But SNL skit was really funny. I will say that. That was the only thing. I was like, yeah. I haven't watched any of the, like, any of the apology videos or anything. I'm like, it's all in a month. It's all going to be under the rug again. So nothing sticks to anybody anymore. Like they're dedicated people will still follow them and then everyone else will just forget.
If they're not monetized,
they might find something else to
David
do.
David Dobrik will get I don't know if he's got his stuff already back. He'll get it back. He's one of YouTube's biggest influencers.
But if you're doing things that are hurting people,
companies don't care about that. They care about money. And so if his views keep going up. They're going to want to monetize it. That's just how it is.
Monatata.
Monatata. Okay.
That's cement truck in Flynn language.
Monatata.
That's a monatata.
Cammy wants us to talk about how Ariana Grande is going to be a new judge on The Voice.
I heard that.
I'm excited for that.
Yeah.
Ari is quick-witted and funny and talented. She is. And so I'm actually excited to see how this goes down.
Yeah.
So that's, I know not everyone's a fan of her. I am definitely a fan of her.
Well, not everybody has to be.
No, but don't be mean. There's a lot of people I'm not a fan of, but I would never hate
them.
There's
people I'm not big fans of, but I'm not going to be mean to them.
So that's all. I'm excited for that. Jan wants us to talk about how Demi Lovato came out with a new album. I listened to about half of it today. It's very emotional. She's been through a lot. There are like one or two like more upbeat songs, but it's very just like emotional. These are her feelings. She's been through a lot.
Get it out.
Get it out. And then Ari wants us to talk about Christopher and Jessica's gender reveal.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, they're having another boy. This is already knowledge. It's out. It's everywhere.
They make amazing little boys.
They do. I believe the Ballingers keep having boys because we know how to raise them. I'm not doing anything. y'all know how to raise them.
They're racing.
And you're putting good ones out in the world.
Yes.
So. Yep. That's what the world needs.
Yeah.
So, I don't have any more secrets. I can't accidentally say anything because that's everything I know. And then there are things that no one wanted me to talk about, but I'm going to talk about them anyway.
Yes.
Do you remember back in 2019? So like the first season of the podcast, first year of the podcast, there were two twin YouTuber boys who did pranks and they pranked robbed a bank.
I don't know who that is.
That's not a person. They fake robbed a bank.
Oh, okay. I'm like, who's robbed a bank? I feel like we're in that game where you say words and I have to tell you what you're saying.
We're going to play in a second.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my God. So they fake, they acted as though they robbed a bank and Ranner was running away with money. And like,
yes, I remember that.
Uber driver ran on it and he could have been shot and like police showed up. So they just took a plea bargain to avoid jail time. They're both going to receive 160 hours of community service, 1 year probation, and in addition, both have to pay restitutions. So they avoided jail time, but they did get in trouble, and that's a misdemeanor, not a felony now. So,
all right.
There it is. Also, YouTube is experimenting with hiding dislikes to protect creators' well-beings. I am on board with this. I don't know why we have dislikes on videos.
I don't know either. You can like it or don't say anything.
Yeah, like on Twitter and Instagram,
if you can't say something nice,
don't say it at all.
Don't say anything
unless
at all.
It's constructive criticism to help someone better themselves as a human being.
Or danger. You're in danger.
Or you're in danger. Don't do that. You're going to hurt yourself.
Yes.
So, but dislikes, I never knew why that was a thing.
It's kind of a mean little thing.
That's a mean thing. So
dislike. Yeah.
That's not, I think it'll only do good, not bad, to take away the dislike button.
I agree.
That's all the news we have for today.
Okay.
So before we move on to the game, let's check to see if we have another sponsor for today. Sponsor.
Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
All right. Let's play some Mad Gab.
Mad Gab.
Since
okay.
We're in the same room. It's the
oh, that's
same
funny
we
that
talking.
That's what we were. Yeah.
All right. Here's a pile.
Oh, I need eyeballs for this one. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Ready?
Who's saying who, what?
I'm going to say one to you. Ready? Decadove DATs.
Can I read it?
DATs.
Dak heck dove does these. Dove is these.
Decadove DATs.
Decadove
DATs.
I don't hear anything.
Decadove DATs. What is it?
I don't know.
Oh, decades of the 80s.
Oh,
come on. Blaze. I was going to say, okay, do it to me.
Oh, I'm not reading that one.
Oh, okay. Why not? Say it. What was
these it? These aren't the words that we know.
What?
I'm looking for phrases you'd know.
Do you want more?
Do you know what I mean?
Here, let's cheat. Let's do more.
Because these are just like.
Here.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome. All right, I got one more. You can hurry up, Mom. You're
I'm trying.
Just read one.
You're not going to. Okay, we'll try this one.
Okay, God. It can take 6 years.
Wait, am I doing it right?
You read the word in the bubble, and okay. The answer is on the other side on the top. So if you're reading the top bubble, the answer's on the other side on the top.
No, it's not.
Mom, are you okay?
This is
see, look at right here. Sense. This word, this phrase okay. Is up here.
Oh, it's up there. No
oh
wonder I didn't.
Because
I'm going, none of these make any sense.
Mom, you.
It's been a long day.
Happy Easter, everybody.
Oh, now it makes sense.
Okay,
because I'm like. Okay. Jan, Jesse, nor he. I'm like, what does that mean?
Oh, my God. Okay, go.
Okay, I'm doing that one. Jane, Jesse, nor he.
James, Jesse, nor he.
Jane, Jesse, nor he.
Jane, Jesse, nor he. Say it again. Stop.
Jane, Jesse, nor he. Look.
Jane, Jesse, nor he.
You it almost have it.
Jane, Jesse, nor he. I have no idea.
Change of scenery.
Okay, I wasn't gonna get that one. Here,
yeah.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Don't force
my hand.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
You freaking nailed it, Mom.
All right. Kit. It's just hard for me to read them now.
Okay.
Kit dull head doubt.
Kit hold debt. Wait, say it again.
Kit dull head doubt.
Let me see it. Kittle head doubt. Kittle head out.
You'll get it. You'll get it.
Keep saying it to me. Say it faster.
Kittle head out.
So, getting out. You got to get out. Mm-hmm. Say the first part again.
You got that one. Kittle.
Kittle?
You had it.
You got to head out? Let's get to head. What is it?
You're lying.
Kittle head out. Kittle head out.
Kittle head doubt.
Kittle head doubt? What is it?
Get the lead out.
Get the lead out? Who says get... Oh, hold on. I forgot that I have to do this. The video stopped recording. Hold on. Okay. I'm going to do one more for you. I haven't gotten a single one. I feel stupid. Like it saw liar fought.
Like it sire fought.
Like it saw liar fought.
Like it saw fought. Like it... Like it's out of fun.
Like it's soft, liar fault.
Do you like it softer? Erase. Cut that out,
Rachel. Like it's all liar fault.
Let me see it. Oh, wait. I can't. Like it soft. It's still. Like it's soft.
These are hard today. Why are they hard? Like it saw liar fought.
Like it's softer. Saw it off.
I'm just going to tell you because I'm not soft. Like it's all our fault.
Oh, that is not what I heard.
Do one more for me. I'm getting mad. I haven't gotten a single one.
We can throw a party.
We can throw a party.
You got it.
What? You just told me what
no,
it was.
No, I didn't. I read it.
We in. Can throw a party. Okay, cool.
We can throw a party.
All right, I got one, okay. Y'all. All right, before we move on to the questions of the day, we are going to check to see if we have another sponsor. Sponsor. We only have three questions. Goodness. You guys didn't ask many questions. You more had just, because things happened this week. Things so people happened. Were like telling us topics.
Thanks. Yeah.
You know. Grace wants to know how long it usually takes to record an episode of All Things Internet. It only takes us 40 minutes to record, yeah. But it takes me about an hour or two to edit. It's probably about 2 to 3 hours to edit, export, upload, post.
And there's a little prep.
And there's prep, and then I also have to record the brand deal parts. So it's recording, just sitting down this right here, takes about 40 minutes. Everything else takes quite a few hours.
Yeah.
So that's, because like I wish it was just this and then upload and you're done. But there's always more behind the scenes than you realize. And then Heather then asked, why does the podcast have to end? This one does.
You know, in life, things change.
All good things come to an end at some point. Yes. Life changes. The world changes. My mom's going to be 62.
Which has nothing to do with anything. Thank
you're
you very much.
You're done working.
I don't consider this work.
Yeah. No, it's just like we had fun. And then
I think if we were in the same town.
Yeah, if we got together. It was
it's
easier.
It's a little different. Yeah.
It's hard. Also, this podcast, the way it's set up is we can't record till the weekend.
Yeah.
And my job is I can do it whenever, wherever. And so this is my only part of my job where I have to do it on a certain, like within 2-3 days.
And weekends are hard because that's. Weekends you do other
you do things.
Things
yes and so and to tie it where we always have to our schedules have to match
right
it's hard right. I have been taught my manager has been bugging me like you have to do another podcast like you can't just not podcast
right
and I was like okay so I've been toying around with ideas of other podcasts for me to do that won't be strict schedule wise mm-hmm. like I'll only do 2 or 3 a month and I can film them whenever I please.
That's nice.
And I will do it based on like who's available that week to do it with me or that month.
Right.
So I won't be so constricted. I will still have a podcast. My mom will probably still be a guest every once in a while on it. But this one's going to end so that new ones can begin.
And who knows what, you know, COVID changed everything. It just changed everything.
Yeah, it did. So it's not a big deal.
We're not going to fight it.
You'll still have me at some point. I mean, I'm posting a lot. I'm all over the internet. Just you can find me other places. But yeah, I will still podcast in some form, just not this one.
Right.
Because this one, I think, has run its course.
I think it has.
We talked about the things on the internet a lot, and sometimes it's hard because nothing happens. And yeah, so that's all. And then Danny wants to know if I have an actual release date for my merch. So my merch was supposed to launch in March, and then things got pushed and they were like, we'll probably release it April 2nd. I was like, great. So I mentioned that in like a few different places, and then I stopped mentioning it because I realized that wasn't going to happen.
Right.
And then on April 1st, I forgot I told you guys that. And then on April 1st, everyone was tweeting like, they're so excited for merch the next day. And I was like, if I tweet out that the merch isn't getting released, everyone's going to think it's an April Fool's joke.
This is true.
So I was like, y'all just gonna have to be excited and get let down tomorrow, because today y'all think I'm gonna like try and pull something when I don't do that. I don't do pranks. So I was just like that. So I waited till the next day and told you guys it wasn't happening. I felt bad about it, but I was like, I will let you guys know when it is happening ahead of time. I'm not gonna do a surprise launch. We're looking at April 23rd right now is the supposed to be the release date for my new merch. I'm really excited about it. There are no beanies. I will try and do beanies in fall/winter, but there is a sweatsuit, like sweatpants and a sweatshirt, a long sleeve, two short sleeves, a hat and a phone case, I believe.
Nice.
So that's the plan as of now.
Nice.
And it's all the sample. They're making the samples right now. They're going to ship them to me. I approve them. And once I approve them, we can go live. So that's the plan. I did not mean to let you all down. It's just what happened.
It's just what happened.
And then a bunch of people were asking what I was doing for my birthday tomorrow/when this is out. It is my birthday.
I got a surprise for her.
I don't know. I told my sister I wanted to hang, so I'm hanging with my sister. Oh, and
you're getting stuck with me.
I'm hanging out with my family in the daytime. girlfriend planned something for the evening. I might go see JoJo in her backyard at the end of the night. I'm just chilling, and then I'm going to do
what you want to do.
Yeah, I'm doing what I want to do. And then next weekend, I'm going to do a little Airbnb getaway.
How fun.
Yeah, just I'm chilling, trying to make the best of it. I did nothing for my birthday last year. Oh, I did the fundraiser.
Yes.
But I was stuck inside last year, which was, you know, fine, but I get to see people this year.
I feel like it's been years since we've celebrated your birthday in real life.
We did 2 years ago. I did the Olympics at Colleen's house. I threw that Olympic birthday party.
Okay, because I'm sitting there. Are we always on tour during your birthday?
Yes.
Things are always happening. I feel like we're always missing it.
It was the Olympics, and then the year before that, Colleen was on tour. And the year before that, Colleen was in. She was in Haters. She was at Haters Back Off for like two years.
Yeah, it just seems like it hasn't.
No, we haven't done anything with the family in a long time for my birthday, except I did the Olympics.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, I planned a big party and
was fun.
I made games and toys and prizes for everyone else.
So, well, that's fun. It's fun on your birthday.
I enjoy that.
Do,
yeah, I like everyone else having fun.
Yeah.
So that's what my birthday plan is. I'm gonna be 30. Twitter really thinks it's funny to call me old. Thanks.
You're my baby.
So y'all can call me as old as you want, but I'll always be my mama's baby.
Always be my baby.
Always. All right. That's it, Mom. I'm so glad you're here in person. I missed
Me
you
too.
A lot.
I missed you too in real life.
Here I am.
Here you are. No mask.
No mask.
Because we're vaccinated.
And well,
we can.
Also,
and you've quarantined.
I've quarantined for 9 days. I was in quarantine. My mom's fully vaxxed. We're good to
go. You're getting there. I'm seeing this amazing guitar that Christopher...
Oh, yeah. Christopher made you a guitar.
Yeah, so I'm going to put a little plug in on
Plug it up, Mom.
Gifted Guitars. And he made me a guitar in the shape of a chicken, and it's not what you'd think it would be.
Carved it himself.
He carved it himself.
Go to Gifted Guitars.
It is amazing.
Go to Gifted Guitars, his YouTube channel, or even his Instagram.
It's like three or four parts. I can't.
You'll see highlights on his Instagram if you don't want to.
Yeah.
But Christopher is phenomenal. He's so talented. And if you're into like watching like... think how things are made, he explains and shows you how he makes a guitar from scratch. It's really cool. But he made you the chicken
and
one.
I have a chicken guitar.
It's so cool. I remember when you showed it to me in person, I was just blown away because I didn't think it was real.
It's hanging in my kitchen.
Yeah girlfriend but, played it.
Yeah, she did. I was blown away. I'm like, whoa, I need the guitar.
All right, that's it. I love you guys a lot. We'll see you in 2 weeks. April.
Oh,
let me see.
Something we should have looked up beforehand.
April 19th.
Yes. All right.
Oh, okay. Gotta figure out when to. We can record that whenever because, okay, we're good. See, I'm busy that weekend. And that just stresses me out. This is why the podcast.
Yes. It is hard.
It's hard when you're limited to only being able to do it in a certain few days.
Yeah.
But we can do it in the middle of that week beforehand because internet stuff had already happened because it would have been a week and a half. There we go. We're good.
We're good. We got it.
I love you guys. Mom, I love you. Happy Easter. Happy my birthday. You want to take us out?
Happy birthday, Rachel. Rachel. My little boo-boo bear. We'll see you next time on All Things Internet.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of All Things Internet. Please make sure to like and follow our podcast on whichever platform you're currently listening to it on. And make sure to follow us at PodcastATI on Twitter, where you can ask questions and get the latest updates on our show. We love you. Thanks for listening. I'm Rachel Ballinger, and this has been All Things Internet.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.